位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello everyone, my name is Jody and welcome to American Cafe. American Cafe is a place where you can improve your spoken English by meeting people who actually live and work in the United States. You're going to learn a lot more than English, I promise.
没错，我们这个节目啊非常的丰富多彩，您在这里啊不但可以学到地道的美国英语，还可以认识很多的美国人。
For today, Yang Chen and I spend our Sunday visiting a famous Washington DC hangout that's been a success here since 1976. It's called Kramer's Books and Afterward Cafe.
对，在今天的节目中啊，我们要带您到一个非常有意思的地方。这里呢是华盛顿当地的居民呢非常喜欢的一个 hangout。等一会儿呢，我们会为您解释这个词是什么意思。
It's a combination of a cafe, a bookstore, a restaurant, and a bar.
这个地方呢是1976年开业的，它不仅是一个书店，还是一个咖啡馆和餐厅。
Great. Let's introduce Mark, who has been working at Kramer's for 20 years.
Well, it was in 1976 when they opened it. It was a unique idea, combining a restaurant, bar, with a bookstore.
我想在这里我们用 hangout 来形容这个 Kramer's 是再合适不过了。我们俩啊在这里真的是度过了一个很愉快的下午，对吧？又买书又吃，非常非常的放松。这也就是人们到咖啡馆的目的吧。
Exactly.
嗯。
And that's exactly what a customer named Peter explained why people come to Kramer's and why it's such a popular destination.
It's a great meeting place. It's a very diverse bookstore and it's just a good place to come.This bookstore has been here a long time. I don't know what long is, maybe 20 years or so. It's always been successful. It's always been lively. It's in a very lively part of town, probably the most cosmopolitan part of Washington.
这个 Peter 呢有点英国口音哈，不过他已经在华盛顿住了30年了，我们也可以说他是一位地道的华盛顿人。
I think 30 years makes you a resident of the district.
嗯哼。对，如果 Jody 你要是到北京住30年呢，我也可以说你是地地道道的北京人。
好，谢谢你啊。
Peter， 我们没有问他是做什么的，不过我觉得听他说话很像是一位教授啊。你看他用的这些词儿啊都很好，他用了一个 cosmopolitan。
I really like that word. Cosmopolitan, you're hip, you're with it, modern, urban.
Cosmopolitan 这个词呢有世界性的呀，见过世面的这些意思。我们可以说像在中国，那么北京啦、上海啦，这些城市都是非常 cosmopolitan。
I think D.C. Washington D.C. the nation's capital is a very cosmopolitan city. You know, Mark mentioned a good word that I would like to go back to for a minute.
Location, location, location. DuPont Circle is.A pedestrian neighborhood. There are people walking on the streets from early in the morning till the middle of the night. And we're the kind of place you stop in, browse for books, stop in and have a cocktail. It's just an easy, fun place to go.
我觉得这个 Mark 啊，他很有生意头脑，对吧？他说这个为什么 Kramer 这么成功呢？一个当然是他的地区，就他这个地方呢叫 DuPont Circle 是。华盛顿非常繁华的一个地带，有很多年轻人住在这里。
It's not only the young people who make it successful. It's that diversity of the clientele,、
mm-hmm.
where all different types of people come in. Professors or diplomats, famous authors. Everybody stops in Kramer's. It's kind of a joke when someone says, "What are the three things important for the success of a business?" The answer is.Location, location, location.
对，一定要说三次。
So I thought we would include that. It's kind of a funny expression.
对，如果你选对了地方的话，即使你不会经营，他可能也会这个财源滚滚。
Right, right. So both Mark, who is the employee, and Peter, who is the frequent customer of the bookstore, both of them talked about the importance of having a diverse.And cosmopolitan clientele for success.
Peter 呢是位顾客，那我们就从一个顾客的角度来听听为什么 Kramer's 这么受欢迎。
Where you locate a bookstore is absolutely critical. That there's a cosmopolitan crowd around this area. You stuck this in the middle of the country, it'd be a total failure.
Jody， 时间过得好快啊，五分钟马上就要到了。
I know it went so fast.
我知道，那我用五分钟来谈这个咖啡文化到底对美国人意味着什么，显然是不够的。
Really, 5 minutes is not enough time. So I think everyone should join us again for another program of American Cafe.
那么希望下次节目和您再见。
Come on, Yang Chen, let's go hang out over a cup of coffee.